This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Iraq's interim foreign minister says his government wants full sovereignty in all areas, and that includes security, one of the most contentious issues as the United Nations debates Iraq's future. Hoshyar Zebari spoke late yesterday to the UN Security Council. The 15 nations on that council are considering a second draft of an Iraq resolution co-sponsored by Britain and the United States. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The resolution is supposed to endorse Iraq's new interim government and arrangements for security and holding elections. But some council members, including two with veto power, France and Russia, say the current draft still does not give the interim government enough authority. Iraq's Foreign Minister Zebari, in his address to the council yesterday, called the second draft a positive text, but he indicated his government would like additional changes in the language to send an unambiguous message.
We expect that the resolution endorse a genuine and comprehensive transfer of power on June 30th. This means investing full authority in the interim government to run Iraq's affairs, make its own decision, and have authority over Iraq's security matters.
Zebari said his government requests that multinational forces remain in Iraq to provide security, but he suggested that the operational relationship between the interim government and multinational troops needs to be defined.
It is an objective reality in Iraq today that we require the continued assistance and partnership of these troops, but we also need this presence to be regulated under arrangements that neither compromise the sovereignty of the interim government nor the right of the multinational force to defend itself.
Some council members, including France, have called for language in the resolution that gives the interim government the right to block some operations by the multinational force. Zebari said that issue needs to be addressed, but he did not specifically call for veto power.
If there are some major offensive military operations that will have political and security implication on the country as a whole, definitely the views of the Iraqi interim government should be taken into consideration.
The United States and Britain say Iraqi views will be considered. All strategic decisions involving use of multinational troops, they say, will be made in consultation with the interim government. U.S. officials say the workings of what they like to call a partnership will be spelled out in side letters to be negotiated with the Iraqis. Zebari also referred to the relationship with the multinational force, or MNF, as a partnership. But the French ambassador to the UN, Jean-Marc de La Sablière, was not satisfied. He spoke through an interpreter.
From our standpoint, it is not sufficient to decree that there will be cooperation or partnership between the government of Iraq and the MNF. General principles or parameters for this cooperation and this partnership must be defined in the resolution.
But Secretary of State Colin Powell, in an interview with French television, said the terms of cooperation should not be determined by the United Nations, but by Iraq's interim government, exercising control over its own affairs. Germany does not have veto power in the Security Council, but its ambassador, Gunter Ploeger, raised another issue yesterday with respect to the multinational force.
We think that a deadline, that is a specific date for the expiration of the MNF mandate, is an important signal which should be included in the text, notwithstanding the possibility to renew the mandate or to base the presence of foreign troops in Iraq subsequently on a different legal basis, such as a status of forces agreement.
For his part, Iraq's Foreign Minister Zebari warned against the premature withdrawal of the foreign troops. He said it could lead to chaos. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.